USA Radio News with Lance Pratt.
Revelers will still ring in the new year in New York's Times Square next week. There just won't be as many of them as usual. Viewing areas that normally accommodate about 58,000 people will be limited to about 15,000 people to allow for more distancing. And everyone in attendance must show proof of vaccination and wear a mask. Interstate 94 has reopened to one lane in both directions after icy conditions in western Wisconsin triggered a series of crashes and pileups that closed the interstate for much of the day starting Thursday morning. George Floyd will not be posthumously pardoned for a 2004 Houston drug charge because the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles withdrew its recommendation, saying the recommendation contained procedural errors. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas. We are USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Biden on Thursday signed into law legislation that bans imports from China's Xinjiang region over concerns about forced labor. The Uyghurs Forced Labor Prevention Act is part of the United States' pushback against Beijing's treatment of China's Uyghur Muslim minority, which Washington has labeled as genocide. Angry Chinese condemnation followed the announcement. Many lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are coming down with COVID-19.
Congress is in the middle of a COVID outbreak. Democratic Senator Chris Coons, the latest lawmaker to test positive. The Delaware senator, close to President Biden, had been double vaccinated and received his booster shot. Other lawmakers who have recently tested positive include House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, all of them Democrats. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for being there, and a Merry Christmas to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin on the reason for the season.
Hello, I'm United States Senator Joe Manchin. During this season of giving and reflection, Gail and I are reminded of the importance of family, the source of life's greatest joys and deepest bonds. Thanks to the resilience and innovation of the American people, our country has led the world in the creation of multiple safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines, allowing West Virginia families to safely gather together this holiday season. I encourage any and every West Virginian who has not received the COVID-19 vaccine and booster shot to protect themselves, their loved ones, and their community by getting vaccinated. Despite the challenges we face this year and the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, we have so much to be grateful for. We are blessed to have a beautiful state to call home and the knowledge that we are truly a resilient statewide community who looks out for each other during good times and bad. My parents taught me that if you can count your blessings, you can share your blessings. Gail and I encourage all West Virginians to join us in praying for the safety of our fellow West Virginians, frontline workers, healthcare professionals, service members, and veterans, and thanking them for their service for our nation. Let us also pray for peace, safety, and a greater understanding of one another that brings our nation together. As this year comes to a close, let us all reflect on our many blessings.
Merry Christmas. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.